HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin are having a tough week. Policy watchdogs warned 3 years ago that problems for the system were possible. Terry Bell reports.
Jason Stein was the lead author of a Wisconsin Policy Forum report that looked at flat state spending, a tuition freeze, declining birth rates and enrollments, and the COVID-19 pandemic, and how all that could impact higher education. He tells Civic Media's Todd Albaugh show that closing two-year campuses in Richland Center, West Bend, and Fond du Lac probably won't help much.
The thing about small campuses is their budgets are also small. So there's going to be some savings, but it's not going to be transformational.
Also, 1 in 6 jobs are going away at UW-Oshkosh, and powerful Republican lawmakers are holding up pay raises for system employees. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Republicans want to require a two-thirds majority vote in both houses of the legislature to raise state income and sales taxes. A proposed constitutional amendment got a hearing before a state Senate committee today. Senator Dan Knodel says the bill creating Wisconsin's current top tax bracket passed in 2009 by a total of just 3 votes.
We continue to live with the consequences of that razor-thin vote in the form of the second highest marginal income tax rate in the Midwest.
Knodel says Wisconsin should set the bar high for tax hikes. 16 states require supermajorities to raise taxes. Wisconsin's wolf population has been a contentious issue for 30 years. Next week, the Department of Natural Resources Policy Board is set to consider the first update to the state's plan in 16 years. Here's Roz Brown.
The updated draft management plan includes rules to govern any future recreational wolf killing seasons. In late 2022, the DNR released a draft plan that wolf advocates were ready to accept. But since then, Kim Hollis with the group Friends of the Wisconsin Wolves and Wildlife says another revised plan has surfaced.
We kind of got the rug pulled out from under us because at the last minute, the plan was changed. It's not at all similar to the original draft plan.
2 years ago, Wisconsin hunters killed 218 wolves in a week, far exceeding the state's limit of 119. That resulted in a lawsuit against the DNR by animal welfare groups. I'm Roz Brown.
A state Senate committee held a public hearing today on a slate of child care related bills. The bills largely look to reduce regulation in the child care industry and allow more kids to be watched by fewer workers. Critics of the bill say that it will not only will deregulation make it more dangerous for children, but it could lead to more burnout for child care workers. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has received nearly $17 million in federal funding to enhance operations of the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline. The service answers calls, texts, and chats to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline program. The additional funding will build the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline workforce, strengthen connections between the service, 911 centers, and county programs, and raise awareness of the service through statewide advertising and outreach efforts. There's a new state record for the largest pumpkin ever grown in the state of Wisconsin. This past weekend, Brian Mathewitz unveiled the pumpkin he grew in Eau Claire, weighing in at a whopping 2,420 pounds. The oversized fruit is now the heaviest recorded pumpkin in Wisconsin state history. Mathewitz told WQOW that even he was surprised by the weight of the pumpkin, saying he initially thought he misread the scale and that it was 400 pounds lighter. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A big match tonight at the Fieldhouse in Madison. Good evening, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team takes on the Ohio State Buckeyes, 7 o'clock tonight, led by 6'4" Sarah Franklin, who transferred from Michigan State a year ago.
It was a hard decision. I'm not someone who wants to just did something that's not working. Getting in the portal was a hard decision. And after getting in the portal, you know, contacted by a lot of coaches. But before I got in the portal, I had kind of in my mind, I was like, you know, Wisconsin would be a pretty cool place to go. So after getting in the portal and talking to a whole bunch of coaches and narrowing down my options, getting to Wisconsin on campus with all of the girls and with Coach Sheffield, I felt like it was just right.
College football, the Badgers moved the football here and there in their game against Iowa, but lacked any big plays on offense, or as they call it, explosive gains, head coach Luke Fickell.
That's the one that, you know, is probably, obviously, as you look back at the biggest and really the only, right? We had one 43-yard, 42-yard play on offense. They had one 82-yard play. When we break down things offensively and defensively, we're all looking for big plays. Gave up one on defense, and we had one on offense, and which is rare in a lot of games today.
Wisconsin's on the road against Illinois this Saturday at 2:30. NFL, the Packers preparing for their game against the Broncos Sunday in Denver. The team today with a nearly two-hour practice. Looks like running back Aaron Jones and safety Darnell Savage are back, while linebacker Devondre Campbell still not ready to play with that ankle injury. The Packers are back for their bye week. Was the time off needed? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't know if it was necessarily needed. I definitely feel a rejuvenated bunch. I mean, there was some really good energy, not only on Monday, but today as well. And we're focused, and we know we have to prepare and get better through practice in order to go out there and play better and against a team that I know what their record is. But I know Denver's a very tough place to play, so we have to have a great week of preparation.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the day after happier happy hour, Dom. Little hair of the dog for you?
Oh, man, no, I feel great. Had a blast, had a very productive day today, and kicking ass on the radio, man. It's all good.
It's all good. If you miss the party, I recommend don't miss Devil's Advocates parties. They're a lot of fun, but you can still participate in the festivities. Got a little Facebook activity for the folks, Dom.
Yeah.
Captioning the CJ photo from last night. CJ was at the Jade Monkey. If I haven't mentioned it, CJ has been banned from the airwaves during the October pumpkin spice season. And he was standing at the back fence at the Jade Monkey. And we've got a few captions here.
Yeah, okay.
Here's one. Bud Light me now. Proud to be an angry American no matter what happens. Here's one. John says, when in Rome, blurt conspiracy theories. Josh says, he looks exactly like I pictured him. And then he put a poop emoji up. Melissa says, the loneliest man at the bar. PJ says, CJ clenches his teeth while muttering, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. Jeffrey James says, Big Ozzy. Jim says, I know in my heart I'm funny. And Melissa says, keep this guy fenced in. A couple more here. They are kind of fun and clever. You know, he probably watches way too much Foxy News, but at least he also listens to the Devils. Not a caption, just an observation, according to Woody. And Kingston says, what about... let me in, please. I need you. I need you. I can feel it. I sensed he needed us, Dom. Kingston also says, P.S. I pictured him by his voice and arcane debate style, 25 to 30 years older and rail thin. I love a good surprise. He was fashionably dressed in his American flag hat and sort of a corduroy blue tuxedo shirt.
I did not take note.
Did you guys hug it out? Did you and CJ hug it out last night?
I saw you argue with me and CJ. You know, I bought a round and he bought a round. And, you know, CJ is one of those cats that's like bust your chops, like just because, even though he's entirely and 100% totally wrong. And let me give you an example. Like last night, we're hanging out and talking. He's like, hey, no, man, I saw you and you totally ignored me and walked by. I'm like, no, that's factually incorrect. As soon as I saw you, made eye contact, I said, hello, CJ. Like the words that just came out of your mouth are not at all what reality was. You know, it's just, he's got that automatic just bust your chops kind of thing, even if it's not factual.
When I saw CJ, I ducked my head and walked the other way just a little bit. Threw up in my mouth.
Maybe
just
he was thinking about you then.
844. I'm not sure. I probably was gracious. Probably. Caption the photo. Have a little fun with us at the Devil's Advocates Radio Facebook page, and we'll let him back on next month. We'll, you know, at least for a day. He'll get like his 2 minutes, and we'll see how he does. 844-967-2789. Did I mention no speaker yet?
No speaker? No,
Jim Jordan,
no, another
defeated by a wider margin today. Lost votes.
He lost a vote. He had 200 Republicans vote for him yesterday, and today he had 199. I'm seeing reports that he's going to go to bat again tomorrow, a third round coming up tomorrow.
I would like to say Jim Jordan is the CJ of speaker wannabes. 844-967-2789. A very patient Barb from Wanakee. Welcome, Barb. What do you got for us?
Hi, Barb.
Hey. Hi. Say, it's so weird that I was jumped in the car and I'm like, I got to call the guys and ask about tomorrow's Senate hearing. I need the details. I forgot. And then Nick was on and I'm like, awesome.
Here's what See, I want to know. Very fortuitous timing.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. But I've never gone up there and done anything like that. Where do you even think about parking? And
here's what I would recommend. Park in the Carroll Street ramp, which is actually right over by Civic Media. I park in the Carroll Street ramp each and every day.
I lived on Carroll Street. So
well,
I know
then
exactly
you know
where
to park. I would enter on the southwestern side of the Capitol is my tradition. And then probably take the elevator. Four flights is a lot to hump. It's up in 411, I believe 411 South. So actually find the south side before you go up because it's cumbersome to walk around on the fourth floor level trying to find places. So find the south side, then take the elevator up. And then if you'd like to speak, I believe you have to make a request. You have to write your name down. And then if you get there early, you're more likely to get an early slot. If there are a lot of people that would like to give their testimony tomorrow, well, sometimes you got to be very, very patient. Sometimes you got to wait all day.
Okay. I'm off, so that's perfect. Thank you so much.
It can be done, Barb. It can be done. And give us a wave here at Civic Media. I'm always looking out at the pictures. Peoples. I'm a little distracted. Girl skateboarding the wrong way down.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Barb. Yes, absolutely. Go let your voice be heard at the Wisconsin Capitol of Madison tomorrow.
844-967-2789. A couple of boys I saw at the party last night. Start with Dick in the garage. Dick. They let you out of the garage, man. You had that beautiful blue car you were driving. People took photos.
Man.
They thought it was Dom's car.
Dom had to admit
nothing that nice.
The old dealer. I miss CJ. How'd that happen? Well, that's why I came. I left early, though. And would CJ have ever loved to talk to who I was having a beer with, a good friend of mine, Andy Gaylor, Andy and Lori Gaylor's older brother? Wouldn't that have been an interesting conversation?
No kidding. Yeah.
From absolutely. The Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Yes, you're right. That's right.
Well,
Andy's just a great guy.
It was something of a, it's something of a Freedom from CJ October here on the airwaves, Dick.
Well, Andy's actually, is it agnostic? Is that the term?
Agnostic's like when you think science might have a better explanation. Atheist is when you're just a non-believer like them.
Right. And so have you ever had her as a guest?
Annie Laurie She's Gaylor? We've had her and her husband. Annie Laurie?
That's what I thought. I told Andy that last night. I said, these two guys have had your sister as a guest. And he goes, that's cool. So
anyway, we are.
Yeah. I wish I would have.
She's pretty.
I wish
cool.
I would have been able to meet. Well, maybe not.
You'll have
never
to
what keep going, for, man.
You'll have to come to the party next year, Dick, because we're probably done for the fall.
And let at me least in Madison. Garage for a remote. I'm offering the garage out for a remote.
Oh, that's a generous offer, Dick. Well,
well,
are you going to offer the car for a road trip?
No.
Oh, Dick.
Hey, so Dick, real quick, what is the car? I mean, it's beautiful blue, but what make, model year?
It is a 1966 Buick Special Convertible. My best friend did it, and he passed away in 2011. And I purchased it about, actually, Sue purchased it for me about 6 years ago.
And ever awesome, since, you've lived in the garage with the car.
Yes. Yes. My brother, the car.
Dick, nice seeing you at the party last night. It was also nice seeing Mark from the sack. Mark, you brought some cookies. They went over. They were gangbusters, dude. Nice to see you, Mark.
It was always great when I brought them into work or I brought them to a union event. They always went quick. But great recipe that I tweaked a little bit that I got from a friend from work back in the day. But, yeah, it was great seeing the people there last night. And, you know, thanks to the people that are giving me kudos for calling in that saying that I actually have something intelligent to say because I kind of wonder sometimes. But it just – what
you are Mr. Contiguous Districts, Mark.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, Maggie is with me there on that one too. That the law is the law, and I mean I'm actually capable of reading, and apparently that you know something that I remember when I started working for the DNR back in 1981. The first couple of weeks they had me reading statute and code. I mean that. And maybe that's something that our legislatures would benefit from because I don't think any one of them could recognize the actual law if they saw it.
Well, that's why they have staffers, Mark.
Well, but staffers don't take the oath to the Constitution, and they do. And that.
Are you kidding me? Most of the staffers are more dedicated to the Constitution than these electeds. Have you met most of them, Mark?
I, you know, as a matter of fact, I did. You know, I talked to a number of the staffers there when I was working in the Capitol. I'd go and stop in at some of the you know Democrats' office and talk to some of the staffers, and I had some kind of juicy stories that they told me sometimes on some of the guys across the aisle, especially some of the family values guy. You know, kind of those family values yeah, chief
weird
clerk.
All that words.
Just kind of you know that she had to remind him that he was a married man. That I wonder if just something got slipped into her drink is why she it took him that long to actually resign is what gets me.
Mark, not everyone knows what you're talking about. The clerk of the Wisconsin State Senate, and that's a nonpartisan position, but he was forced to resign apparently for activities while on a road trip in D.C. Some woman awoke to find this person on top of her trying to unclothe her and said, get off, you're a married man, get off, fourth or fifth time. He apparently got off. There was no legal criminal filing, but the information did get back and he has resigned his job. Apparently private investigators hired by the Senate legislative leader, LeMahieu, and some of this bad behavior has been confirmed. So anyways, that's what Mark was referencing. You know, Mark, just for the record, some people asked me before they tried your cookies last night, am I going to see rainbows later? And I said, if you're lucky.
They were right. They were good.
They were damn good, Mark. Appreciate the cookies. Come on back. We always love cookies and your calls at 844-967-2789. And loose joints. Dom likes those too.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, cloudy, maybe a shower, and a low in the upper 40s. More clouds for tomorrow, a ray or two of sun in the afternoon, high near 60 degrees. Lots of sun in low 60s on Friday. Partly cloudy for the weekend, a touch cooler, still pretty nice for this time of year, mid-50s, currently 57 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open always for our fair audience at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, when I asked Nate to play Loser, what came into your mind thematically? Like, which loser do you think I asked him to play this for?
Well, it's got to be GYM Jordan, right?
Well, and it's not CJ. And it's not Jim Jordan.
Oh, what? You're blowing my mind, man. What is
it? It's Robin Voss. The headline over at the Cap Times. Robin Voss knows he lost. That makes him a loser, Dom. But he won't admit it. We'll get to the loser that is Jim Jordan. Twice confirmed loser, Jim Jordan. It'll be three times soon. Robin Voss, though, the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, for one reason and one reason only. Let me throw in one verb I've skipped. Is. Robin Voss is the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly for one reason and one reason only. Gerrymandering. With his Republican allies, Voss has drawn the lines of the legislative districts in ways that assure Republicans will win, even when they are losing the statewide vote. And last year, he got a partisan majority on what was then a conservative-controlled state Supreme Court to sustain his assault on democracy. Small d. As the most powerful legislator in the Capitol, Voss understands Wisconsin's gerrymandered reality better than anyone in state politics, and he is desperate to maintain it. The problem for Voss is the voters are on to him. Over the past 6 years, they've rejected three of Voss's choices to serve on the Supreme Court. These rejections culminated in April's landslide election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who campaigned as an unapologetic advocate for free and fair elections. Oh, Voss doesn't like those. Voters knew what they were getting with Protasiewicz, and they approved of her position, giving the veteran jurist and prosecutor a more than 200,000 vote margin in an election that saw her win urban, rural, and suburban regions of the state. And now the court has a 4-3 progressive majority, something that's entirely new to Voss. His lawless reign of error is threatened as never before, as the court's majority is, according to most legal analysts, poised to reject gerrymandering and force Voss and his GOP colleagues to compete in elections that are not rigged to favor them.
Curdy desperate.
Better maps, better ideas.
In Wisconsin, Voss has resorted to threatening to impeach Protasiewicz because she ran and won as a proponent of democracy and now refuses to recuse herself from cases involving democracy. His objection, question mark? Protasiewicz had during the spring 2023 campaign referred to the current maps as rigged. restating a broadly accepted assessment of the maps that can actually be quantified by reviewing historical election results. Voss and other Republicans also alleged that Protasiewicz should recuse herself from weighing in on gerrymandering because she had been supported in her nonpartisan election campaign by Democrats. You know, the Democrat Party, Crudy, conveniently neglecting to recognize that the conservatives on the high court had been backed by Republicans. Oh, yeah, there's that. The speaker's initial arguments for impeachment were roundly rejected by legal scholars and honest observers of Wisconsin politics. When Republicans lodged a complaint with the Wisconsin Judicial Commission, the commission members rejected it. Voss then proposed a scheme to have the legislature do a rapid rewrite of redistricting rules that would import a scheme from Iowa, where competition for legislative seats has dwindled as extreme right-wing conservatives have taken overwhelming control of state government. The Iowa plan was quickly exposed as a loophole-ridden mess. That word implemented in Wisconsin would surely have used used by Voss to continue rigging elections. Voss's boldest gambit, pardon me, was a plot to legitimize his impeachment plan by asking several former state Supreme Court justices, all conservatives with Republican ties, to review his arguments for impeachment and, he hoped, give them a stamp of approval. That strategy crashed and burned when former Justice David Prosser, who once served as Assembly Speaker, told Voss that impeachment should be off the table. Quote, to sum up my views, there should be no effort to impeach Justice Protasiewicz on anything we know now, wrote Prosser. Impeachment is so serious, severe, and rare that it should not be considered unless the subject has committed a crime or the subject has committed indisputable corrupt conduct while in office. Prosser explained, in my view, corrupt conduct is not a term that is open to mere political grievance. If that were the case, legislative bodies could be trading questionable impeachments with considerable frequency. He added, were a Voss-led legislature to impeach Protasiewicz in order to delay or append a court ruling on behalf of fair maps, the move would be viewed as unreasonable partisan politics. That was bad for Voss, Cap Times editorial writes, but it got worse, Crudy. Former Justice John Wilcox, a former Republican state legislator, weighed in a few days after Prosser and said, I do not favor impeachment. Wilcox told the AP, impeachment is something people have been throwing around all the time, but I think it's for very serious things. Like Prosser, Wilcox concluded that nothing Protasiewicz said or has done, it was serious enough to merit her removal from the bench. That should have been the end of it. But now Voss is suggesting that if and when the court orders the drawing of fair maps, a legislative Republican could appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Why? Because of a high court ruling on recusals in a West Virginia case involving a jurist who accepted a direct contribution from a mining corporation owner who is trying to avoid having to pay out a $50 million penalty. Legal experts quickly explained that the case involving the West Virginia, a mining mogul's alleged self-dealing, was not particularly relevant to a case involving support for a candidate by a political party. UCLA professor of law and political science Rick Hassan told Wisconsin Public Radio that there were notable differences between the West Virginia case and that Voss claimed as a precedent for demanding Protasiewicz recuse herself, explaining that parties regularly play a role of supporting candidates, Hassan noted. There are candidates on your state Supreme Court who receive support from Republicans. And so if we're going to make support from a party disqualifying, then perhaps this justice would not be the only one to have to disqualify. Mark this as one other failure for Voss, who should by now recognize that he lost. And if he respected the voters of Wisconsin, he'd let the court get on with its business. But of course, Voss has never respected the voters of Wisconsin, especially when it comes to decisions about who should and should not serve in the legislature.
Loser. This one going out to you, Robin Voss. You didn't see that one coming, did you, Dom? Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take your phone calls at 844-967-2789. We'll caption a CJ photo on Facebook, and we'll get on to the other big loser. His name, Jim Jordan.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says Egypt's coming through with humanitarian aid for people in Gaza.
He agreed that what he would do is open the gate on to do two things. One, let up to 20 trucks through to begin with.
Mr. Biden was talking to reporters aboard Air Force One following his visit to Israel today. He'll address the nation tomorrow. Meantime, protesters shut down the U.S. Capitol today, calling for a ceasefire. CBS's Nicole Killian.
This group, our understanding is that they are part of the Jewish Voice for Peace, which, again, a group of Jewish activists in support of Palestine.
About 300 people have been arrested there. Ohio's Jim Jordan is expected to give it another shot tomorrow to try to win House Speaker. CBS's Major Garrett.
Not only did Jim Jordan fail in a second attempt to become the Speaker of the House, he lost ground. He had 20 votes against him yesterday, had 23 against him today.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
First Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced more than $134 million in quarterly aid payments for local roads and communities. The funds are meant to assist local governments complete transportation-related projects and make up nearly a third of the state's transportation budget. Over $131 million of the funding will go to local governments, with over $3 million going to 116 eligible municipalities for connecting highways and another $250,000 going to expressway policing in Milwaukee County. The man charged with bringing a gun to the Wisconsin Capitol on two occasions in the same day was arrested again last night. 43-year-old Joshua Pleasnik was charged with carrying a concealed weapon and was booked in the Dane County Jail. Earlier this month, Pleasnik was charged with bringing a loaded handgun into the Capitol while looking for Governor Tony Evers, then returning to the Capitol after posting bail with an assault-style rifle. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim
Walker, he a bullshooting son of a gun. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday Day After Edition. Dom and Jim Jordan, Big Jim, still a big loser. Another vote of the House, and he lost votes. He's going the wrong direction, Dom. Do they know how this political game is supposed
to play? I don't
know,
man. The trend line is not boding well for him.
Should he just declare it's rigged and say, right, totally. I won the election?
Why wouldn't he? I mean, that's what he did before, and I'm sure, I don't know, but I assume he still believes that.
I bet he could beat Steve Scalise in wrestlebacks. He was a two-time All-American at UW wrestler.
Yeah, I bet he's still scrappy.
Scrappy. They tried, what? He was going to bully his way to the speakership. How'd that work out for him? I mean, I couldn't even believe the articles. Like, Monday, like, oh, opposition to Jordan's speakership starting to fall. And I'm like, I doubt that's true. I doubt that's true. I mean, the guy got 152 votes in the caucus. He needs 217. There's a bit of a gap there, Dom. And I'm not clear.
No, I mean, he got, what do you mean, 152? He got 199 today.
In the caucus, when they first took the caucus vote, he didn't have the support, you know, the overwhelming support of his own caucus. And these Republicans, apparently they don't believe, like, whoever wins the first vote, you know, we all get behind that person. In that case, it would have been Steve Scalise. And he didn't get the votes either, right? Well, my understanding is Steve Scalise was letting people whip against Jordan, basically trying to whip votes against the Jordan speakership. And I heard Tom Tiffany on Righty Whitey Talk Radio down the dial. He said, you know, it might be getting a little petty up here.
Really? Wow, Tom, great observation.
Now, Tom's Jim Jordan, right? He's Jim Jordan, ride or die.
Looking at the New York Times, the rundown here, Crudy, Jordan, as mentioned today, got 199 votes. Yesterday, he got 200. Scalise today got 7. McCarthy got 5. Zeldin, 3. And a bunch of other people got 1 vote, including Boehner.
Boehner? John Boehner. Bring him back. I would like to see Nancy Pelosi put up for the job.
And of course, the Democrat minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, rolled in at 212 again. He got the most votes out of anybody, man. They should change the rules. Whoever gets the most votes wins. You know what I mean? And let's just, again, say for the record that any of those other folks that voted for McCarthy or Zeldin, Donald, hell, all you needed was, what, 5 Republicans to vote with all the Dems for Hakeem, and we would have a new Speaker of the House. So don't act like this is all on the Dems. The Dems know who they want. Unfortunately, the majority party, you Republicans, can't figure it out.
The Republican Party's in disarray. 844-967-2789. Sharky, calling in from Racine. How you doing, Sharky?
Hey, Sharky.
I'm well, guys, and I'm excited about what you guys are doing, and it brings me hope. And I keep listening and watching, and you guys, you're never ending. I really appreciate this, your service to communications for our people. People are just dead in the water here. Otherwise, they would get a little bit more bright so we can get better answers and better futures. But before the break, you were talking about some guy laying on some other woman's lap or something. I mean, it was
the former Senate clerk. Is my understanding. And remind you a little of former Republican caucus leader Kramer. Bill Cramer, I think it was, yeah. Right? Also accused
Bill of Bill Cramer.
Yeah. Remember that guy? We were actually led into the Republican caucus meeting the day they took secret ballots and got rid of Bill Cramer. But won't tell you how many voted for or against the guy.
So my question was, now, over the years, as we as Mr. Evers came in, I believe Robin Voss increased his security bunch. He had 4 originally flanking him. And then I guess for some reason he felt the need to have another 4. And I'm just curious if by chance these so-called private eyes are anyway affiliated with some of the story that you talked about earlier.
No, it would not be my expectation that that's got anything to do with the other. Robin Voss actually had a beer poured over his head by a guy named Miles Kristen many years ago. And, you know, maybe it scared him to be out in public with the people. He might get more beer poured on him. I'm not clear why Voss has the security detail, and I wasn't clear that it's 4 or 8. But I will say that I don't think this investigation of this Senate clerk, this is not a partisan position. This is someone who effectively worked in the Capitol as a bureaucrat that was accused of something, apparently credibly accused, and there was an investigation done. But I don't have any impression that that's Voss's security detail doing the investigation.
You know, just be curious, though, is whatever's left, if there is anything left, and I would think now more than ever, the way Wisconsin's Trump, I refer to Scott or to Mr. Voss, but that there's so much more money expenditures on hiring these private investigators. I don't think they're related to the law enforcement end of anything at the Capitol. And that would be a neat inquiry to see what he's doing with these private investigators and who's paying for them.
Let me appreciate your thoughts, Sharky. We'll have to do some Googling. Former Wisconsin Senate clerk resigned amid sexual misconduct investigation. The clerk's name, the chief clerk of the Wisconsin Senate, he's now the former chief clerk. His name was Michael Queensland. So, you know, we name names here, Dom, and he is no longer in this position. And, you know, I must assume there's some fire behind the smoke, the allegations against him, or why would he have stepped down?
All right. Hey, Sharky, thank you for listening. Thank you for the kind words. Spread the word. Devil's Advocates down in Racine, 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the lines. Wisco Paul, you are next. Happy hump day, Wisco. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Thanks for taking my call. I'm so looking forward to Fair Maps, and then, you know, the chips can fall where they may, but Fair Maps are going to be really nice. In the state of Wisconsin, everybody's vote will count then. But as far as Jim Jordan goes, Devils, he was endorsed by Trump, which to me would be the worst thing to be enforced and endorsed by somebody that is an election denier. Does that mean really that Trump is still in that much control of the Republican Party nationally? I mean, that to me is kind of spooky, but it is that the reason Jordan received as many votes as he did for speaker? Because he really doesn't have any credentials to be a speaker in my mind. I don't like the thought.
All the legislation that he's passed, Paul, or the team building exercises Zero. He's been a part of, you know, that those things haven't qualified him. Oh, yeah, he hasn't done any of those things.
Wisco, Paul, I don't know if you know, but 10 years ago today, Jim Jordan unsuccessfully shut down the government. It was his goal. October 17th of 2013, Jim Jordan, it was his goal as a Freedom Caucus founding member, I believe, to go break it and burn it down. And he was unsuccessful then. And last count, he's unsuccessful now.
Thanks for the call, Paul. 844-967-2789.
Sharky had referenced Robin Voss having a security detail, and I have been Googling this, and I cannot find any support of that assertion, Sharky. It is my understanding that Robin Voss has greatly expanded the staffing in the speaker's office. The guy's got like 14 staffers, but I have not heard anything, Sharky, just so I'm clear, that Robin Voss has a private security detail of any sort. And in fact, when this armed person entered the state capitol recently looking for the governor, Tony Evers, both Evers and Voss made public statements. Effectively, they don't see any reason for a change of security at the Wisconsin state capitol. Obviously, no metal detectors currently to gain entry into the building. But I have not heard that, Sharky, and I don't want to report something or let it sit out there if I can't verify it. 844, unless we're rampantly speculating, in which case we will.
You have to infer it, Crudy. You know, facts be damned. I'm going to start thinking like a mega these days.
844-967-2789. We try to get it right. Cindy from Appleton, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cindy.
Hello. Well, two things. First of all, Paul was talking about Fair Maps and being very optimistic, because I know the Republicans have something else up their sleeve that they're going to pull out so the maps don't get changed before the next election. And if Robin Voss has a security detail, he better be paying for it out of his own pocket, because he brought this on himself. And as a taxpayer, I certainly don't want to pay for his security. Because
it's a write-off, like I said, Cindy.
You have no one to write off
for
of.
Us?
No.
I guess I don't.
No, but my implication, Cindy, is he would not be footing the bill. We, of course, the taxpayers, we foot the bill for all the bad legislative stuff that comes down, and then they get sued in the courts, or they fail to make open records available, and they fight tooth and nail. But we the taxpayers, you and I, Cindy, we always get the bill.
We always do. Hey, Cindy, you mentioned that you're concerned that perhaps the Republicans Robin Voss will have something up their sleeve as it pertains to fair maps here in Wisconsin. What do you think? I mean, obviously, we have this legislation. There's a hearing going on tomorrow. Wisconsin Supreme Court could take up the maps as it is. What do you think could come through? What are you concerned about?
Well, I'm sure they're going to try to find some way to push it up out of this court into the next one, which doesn't want anything to do with it either. But they're going to do whatever they can do to stall, you know, and make this thing drag out as much as it can, because they're terrified if the maps get changed, most of them are going to go. They know that. We know that. So I'm telling you, they've got something else up their sleeve, and we know Voss. He's always pulling something out of his behind that came from some evil, dark place. So,
well, I would guess his behind is pretty evil and dark. Cindy,
Thank you, Cindy.
I concur with your opinion in this regard. I think the next desperate act, and don't forget, we had appellate court judge Chris Taylor on the show yesterday, and something Chris drew distinction of. The current lawsuit was not taken up in whole. There are three parts of the lawsuit that were effectively dismissed if they wanted to have original jurisdiction go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And as we talked about with Chris Taylor yesterday, that court is not in a position to hear testimony. It's not a district court. That's not what they normally do. They don't have trials. So if the question is beyond oral arguments, if there must be a full trial to flush it out, as three of the contended points of these maps apparently are, Dom, there's really only two points that are going to be before the court's decision. And my understanding, this is going to be taken up by the Wisconsin Supreme Court November 21st, I believe oral arguments will begin. So this is a foreseeable time frame. And then let's assume a ruling that we, those of us that would like to see fair maps, not just for Democrats, but for all elective races here in the state of Wisconsin, we'd like to see fair congressional maps, fair legislative maps, assembly and Senate. I'm speaking for myself, but I think Dom shares my sentiment.
Yes.
We want fair maps, right? But here's what's going to happen. As soon as we get that ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that might come down as early as, let's say, January. We're going to see Voss run to the U.S. Supreme Court. And if they take it up, if they say, yes, we will take up this case, it will be months, months, perhaps a year or more before we get a ruling. So effectively, just as a simple delay tactic, that would push it beyond probably being able to recast the maps for the 2024 election. So when Robin Voss says, we're taking this to the U.S. Supreme Court, believe him. I don't think it'll be on the recusal issue of Janet Protasiewicz. I think that's a red herring. It always was. But I think they absolutely will appeal the ruling and say, you know, we as legislators have the ability to cast these maps. And the question is a separation of powers issue, as Chris Taylor told us, because these maps that were implemented were vetoed by the chief executive of the state of Wisconsin. And then the courts said, no, you must find different maps. And we ended up utilizing the vetoed maps. I don't know how this one's going to shake out in the courts, but it will be appealed if Robin Voss doesn't like the outcome. Come back one last segment for your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. school sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, cloudy, maybe a shower, and a low in the upper 40s. More clouds for tomorrow, a ray or two of sun in the afternoon, high near 60 degrees. Lots of sun and low 60s on Friday. Partly cloudy for the weekend, a touch cooler, still pretty nice for this time of year, mid-50s, currently 57 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Still checking out a few of the CJ captions over on the Facebook page. If you never met CJ, I put a photo up. He showed up at the party last night. He's banned from the airwaves. Don't call in, CJ. It's not November yet. But he wasn't banned from the party. You know, everyone's welcome at the party. And CJ standing there by his lonesome, by the fence. I'd like you to caption what you think of CJ. Here are a few newer ones. Our buddy Jeff. Sad man gets brain locked like a deer in the headlights when he has the chance to actually talk alt facts with Civic Media. PT says, hi, I'm CJ, the walking, talking Fox News parrot. And Dana says, poor little wallflower, one headlight, one tooth. My bad. Those look like dentures. I'm pretty sure there is real teeth, but one never knows. 844-967-2789.
Crudy, the loser, Jim Jordan, lost a second time today. No more voting today. He's going to bring it up again for tomorrow.
Go home and lick his wounds.
I mean, he got 200 votes from Republicans yesterday. He got 199 votes today. So tomorrow I expect 198.
198.
That's math on the radio.
GOP on the wall.
Here's the raw story. Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan's attempt to become Speaker of the House is resurfacing a litany of allegations against the Ohio Republican, from his ties to Donald Trump and the January 6th insurrection to at least six of his former Ohio State wrestlers, saying Jordan knew about sexual abuse from the team doctor, yet he repeatedly ignored it. CNN in 2020 reported that six OSU wrestlers told CNN in recent interviews that they were present when Jordan heard or responded to sexual misconduct complaints about team doctor Richard Strauss. Eight others say Strauss's inappropriate behavior was an open secret in the athletic department and that Jordan, among others, must have known about it. An independent report commissioned by the university concluded last year that Strauss sexually abused at least 177 male student patients between 1979 and 1998. The doctor died by suicide in 2005. 177 victims. Wow. Now another former OSU wrestler is slamming his former coach, Jim Jordan. Here's what he said. The funny thing is that when people always call Jim Jordan a fighter, and I always wonder who he's fighting for, Knight told CNN's Abby Phillips on Tuesday, he had a real opportunity to fight for us and the people that he coached and the people that he recruited at the Ohio State. And all he's done is turn his back on us. So I don't know what the fighter thing is. I know he used to be a fighter. I know he used to be a good wrestler, but he's not a good fighter for anyone else that I know of. Knight said Jordan is now a different person. He's changed. Another quote, I understood his Christian values at the time. I understood his conservative values. And I was on a different end of the spectrum with him, but we still could agree to disagree. We could talk about things. We could debate things, Knight added. And it's pretty sad because all he's become is divisive. It's quite unfortunate what he's become, adding, it's comical and sad. It's tough here because there are people who believe in him and the BS that he's spewing and how he presents himself. I guess if you want to fool people, and if that's what they do up on the Hill, I guess it's what he's good at. Will Knight has an interview on CNN. You can find it. Abby D. Phillips from CNN.
Dom, you want to know who's buying the BS? Pretty much the entire Wisconsin Republican congressional delegation. Here's the latest over at the Journal Sentinel. Jordan's first failed bid to win the speakership due to opposition from within his party frustrated some Wisconsin Republicans, all of whom he have lined up behind the speaker designee and called for their conference to unite behind one leader, this guy, right? Here's a quote from Brian Stiledom from the first CD. At a period of time when we should be working on bringing inflation down by addressing spending, unleashing American energy, securing the border, supporting our ally in Israel, we find ourselves dealing with this challenge. It's disappointing that we're here, Style said, after Jordan fell short of winning the gavel Tuesday, later adding, it is broadly frustrating with the challenges that we're facing that this is what's consuming our time. Rep. Derek Van Orden, your buddy Dom, said he remained frustrated with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle who continue to hold our government in gridlock. What? Stop blaming Democrats, jacknut. Both sides of the aisle. Shut up, Van Orden. Jim Jordan comes up short becoming Speaker of the House. The next vote was today, Dom. He failed again. So, you know, try again tomorrow. A little bit more from the Wisconsin delegation, though. The push for unity grew dimmer when Jordan faced significant opposition from within his own conference yesterday. Could go either way, Style responded when asked reporters yeah. about the first vote, whether Jordan would rally or shed support moving forward. I mean, they're all right on this, Dom. They're so keenly strategic. To me, the difference is, again, I quote the guy from the first, to me, the differences between any one person who'd be speaker pales in comparison to the differences between our conference and the Biden administration is trying to take this country, which is why I believe we're stronger if we unite and address all of the challenges that we face. As you saw on the floor, not all of my colleagues share that view, but hopefully, Dom, we'll be able to come together and unite behind a speaker. It's been going on 2 weeks. I am less hopeful, Brian Style. And the fact that the entire Wisconsin GOP Congressional Conference supports this guy, this alleged look the other way guy, talking about Jim Jordan, look the other way on hundreds of sexual abuse allegations against a physician at the university where you coached, where athletes brought their concerns to you, and you look the other way, Jim Jordan. Oh, yeah, and then there's the whole involvement. The January 6th, he was perhaps the most involved congressional Republican talking about Jim Jordan, yet somehow he's the cream of their crop, except they don't like him either, Dom, which puts them in a quandary. This Republican Party cannot govern, and the American people are starting to see it. It is so clear, so obvious. They do not deserve to be in charge in any of the branch of government. So I say throw all the bumps out, starting with GYM Jordan.
And Derek Van Orden. I mean, yes. Hakeem Jeffries continues to get 212 votes. If you're so concerned about having a Speaker of the House, why don't you and just a few of your Republican buddies vote for the Democrat? You know, now you got a Speaker. Other than that, take your crap and go home because it's not on the Dems to get your house in order.
Well, then Van Orden could continue pretending he's moderate between yelling at the teenagers and, you know, boozing it up with constituents. But, you know, I'm not going to hold that against him. We boosted it up with our constituents last night. Great seeing so many of you at the Jade Monkey, including Maggie Dawn. Her show is next. Her and Anya are going to take you all the way home. And then the Empowered Caregiver Show with Liza Helen Brand. She's got some fine guests, including Brandy Grayson, our old friend. So stick around. Keep it locked. Civic Media, thanks for listening to the greatest radio show ever.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another.
Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.